It's coming up for 27 minutes to 10 o'clock. Every weekday morning, Barbara Friedman joins me in studio here to tell me what is trending in Bob's Wire. Bob's is part of the team that looks after our social media as well as curates our website, capetalk.co.za. Good morning, Barbara. I could also say, let's get the weekend started after this.
so looking forward to it. I thought I would say to you, happy spring day for yesterday. Because it was actually the spring day, yesterday, equinox. And I suddenly realized it last night when I was going through sort of Twitter and other things, sort of as I do ahead of, you know, the next day. And I thought, well, finally, the 22nd of September, because it did feel quite balmy.
I said there was even a Google Doodle yesterday.
Oh, there was.
There was a Google Doodle for the Southern Hemisphere. But look, first of September will always be spring day for me because – culturally,
correct,
we accept it. We've made a decision culture, as a community. Because Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December.
Not.
But we agree. We all collectively agree that is when we'll have Christmas, if you celebrate and observe Christmas. And so,
but some of us are anti-establishment. we don't follow the sheeple.
A lot of us anti-establishment politics happening at the moment, particularly when it comes to the major and pending global catastrophe of the climate crisis. I see that there've been campaigners, there've been protesters that have been bringing some of the UK's most busiest roads to a standstill with blockades, all in the name of warning of this impending climate crisis.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Boris Johnson even spoke yesterday and spoke about how, you know, we're reaching, reaching a point where the whole world needs to grow up, I think he said. And we need to take this a whole lot more seriously, he told various political leaders ahead of the next global summit. And I suppose, you know, just even hearing him saying that, I don't know if that's often, you know, heard at that level. I'm just hoping this is the turning point that he was describing. I mean, ahead of the, you know, the world leaders are going to be meeting for a climate summit, and he's saying it's a turning point for humanity. Mm. And I really feel, you know, a lot of people have been writing, you know, tomorrow's Heritage Day. Is there going to be a heritage for us to celebrate if we don't start to take care of the climate, which we know is degrading the planet, and that the damage that has been done cannot be fixed? Mm. So in that light, groups have come together, and it's part of a global set of protests. And tomorrow morning on Heritage Day at 11 a.m. outside Parliament, the African Climate Alliance with other organizations and Cape Town youth and ordinary South Africans are going to be, along with millions of South Africa around the world, on the 24th of September, participating in a global climate strike. I don't think, it'd be great if people could get down there and join the crowd, obviously sort of semi-socially distanced with masks on. I don't know, we've got to start standing up and actually showing that we care.
It's a very interesting and a fascinating point, particularly if you want to talk about what is Heritage Day. And we often conflate it with culture. Heritage isn't necessary. Culture is what you say. Heritage is what we leave behind.
It's our legacy of our planet.
It is infrastructure. It is buildings. It is statues. It is also natural.
It is the natural environment. I mean, that is our home. I don't know if people really just see their home as their sort of the bricks and mortar or whatever they live in. But this is actually our home and the biosphere and, you know, keeping it safe and I say, let's keep the planet working at an environmental level.
Second up, there's a funeral parlor truck with a very controversial message that is doing the rounds in the U.S.
Well, it went viral over the weekend. It's in a particular town called Charlotte, which is in North Carolina. And what it was actually a local advertising agency, but I'm going to tell you the story. So this truck with a funeral parlor name called Wilmore Funeral Home drove round and round the stadium in downtown Charlotte where this football match was playing. And on the side of the van, it had Wilmore Funeral Home, and in large bold lettering under it, it said, "Don't get vaccinated." And people were jumping online, a bit up in arms, trying to find out what it was. And when you clicked on the website, the landing page simply said, get vaccinated now. If not, see you soon. In other words, you know, the funeral parlor would be coming to get you. And yes, it is a little bit of a dark take on this, but it was a local advertising agency called Boone Oakley that then also linked that landing page to StarMed, which allows people to register to get vaccinated. And their argument is no one's hearing the message to get vaccinated. Mm. It's become wallpaper. It's become just like more noise. And I do think that's a valid point. You know, if you keep saying hashtag get vaccinated, hashtag vaccinate now, people aren't listening. Mm. So they were doing what advertisers sometimes do, is they turned it around and they got people's attention.
And finally, phone etiquette continues to be my one thing that I want to instill in the youngsters. Is 100%. Phone etiquette. Not just the youngsters, other people.
I don't know, they're old people
as
who
well.
Think that using phones is okay too.
This is a story that's been trending over media personality, so Mizim Hlongo, something that he posted on TikTok.
Right, so we're going to play just a little bit of the beginning. It went on for 5 minutes. He said he was going to do 20 seconds and then he said he couldn't resist going on longer.
Good morning, good morning, how are you? Good morning, good morning, how do you do? Good morning, everybody. Hope you slept well. Hope you slept in peace. Hope the angels were above you, surrounding you, protecting you. However, I have something to share. I've got 20 seconds. Guys, I will forever have an issue with this. Don't call me early in the morning, before 9. Don't, I don't care who you are, before 9, don't call me, please. Okay, I'm going to explain this time because I've got a lot to say.
Okay, so he had a lot to say. We're not going to play the rest if you want to go and listen, but Lester, I know, feel strongly about this, as do I. It's not just about calling. He goes on to say, if it's an emergency, he says, if it's an absolute emergency, like someone he knows that he would care about, he says, call me once, let it ring once, and then text me a message. Mm. I'm going to say WhatsApp me. If it's someone you know, WhatsApp me, ring once to get my attention, little bell, and then you say, emergency, whatever's happened. But you and I were chatting earlier, it's even more serious than that.
I add a caveat to that, an extension of that. Also, don't call me after 9 in the evening.
That's true.
That is reserved for family emergencies, you know. But 9 o'clock, I'm in bed already. I'm asleep. See, if I'm getting a call, it definitely must be an emergency. Secondly, if I don't know you, if your number's not in my phone book, I don't answer. And I let Truecaller identify it. If there's no Truecaller name there, I don't answer. I'm not going to call you back. But then it's up to you then to message me. Say, hi, my name is Charlie, and I'd like to talk to you about A, B, and C. And there's even more. This is just my rules for life. Don't WhatsApp me if I am not in your phone book.
SMS
first, then WhatsApp.
First port of call.
And then say, is it okay if I call you?
That's the etiquette. You have to SMS first. And the other thing I suppose I'm just thinking about now that we're chatting is how late, and I suppose people do put their phone notification sounds off, how late can you WhatsApp people?
My phone, because I'm in studio for 3 hours a day, my phone is permanently in a state of silent. It's either silent or vibrate. Never a ring is heard.
I just want to say one thing now that you mentioned that. I have my phone on silent a lot of the time. And often I'll put it on silent when I come up here into the studio and then I forget to put it back on. And then people that are close to me phone me through the course of the day. And of course, I don't hear it and get very irate. We are supposed to be
Available
24/7, and I just don't want to be.
Barbara Friedman, these and other stories will be available on our website. Go check it out, capetalk.co.za.